Today's daf was Beit Daf Zayin. The Gemara started out by going through different explanations of the phrase imitziyasa nigmara, that we said about a beitza, that it's imitziyasa nigmara, that when it comes out, it's complete. So for what halacha is this talking about? So we had two explanations in yesterday's daf. Today we learned the third explanation was that it's a megadelus afrochim, that only if it comes out of the chicken, if it's actually laid, can it actually grow afrochim, can a chick hatch from such an egg. But if you find it b'mei imo, then it's not going to be megadel beitzim. And the nafkamina is the mekach hamemker. If someone says that he's looking to buy an egg that could actually hatch, then you can't give him one that you found inside of a chicken that you shechted. Then the Gemara gives a fourth pshat, imitzias nigmara, means imitzias ruba nigmara, that is coming to tell me the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, that if rove of the egg comes out on Erev Yontif, even if it goes right back inside the chicken, it's still going to be considered nolad on Erev Yontif, and therefore it is going to be mutter to use on Yontif. And then a fifth pshat of Im Yitzias Nigmara is the exact opposite. Then no, it's only Im Yitzias Kula Nigmara, only when it comes out entirely is it considered to have been laid, and therefore if the egg was laid entirely, mostly on Erev Yontif, and went back in and came out entirely on Yontif, it still would be Muktza against the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Then the Gemara revisits the second of the five pshatim we gave, and it says, if you shech the tarnagolas and you find inside eggs that look like they're complete, look like they're fully developed, you're allowed to eat those eggs with chalav, with milk. They are not still considered to be the meat of the chicken. But Rabbi Yaakov holds, if they're mu'uros begidin, they're asuros. If they're still connected with sinews to the inside of the chicken, then they're going to be also, they're going to be considered to be basar. So the Gemara tries to connect this with a braisa that talks about the halacha of nevelas of tahar, which parts of a bird are considered the meat of the bird, where if a person eats the nevela of such a bird, he will become Tame. And then the Gemara says, you know what, you can't really compare the two dinim. Maybe Ad Kan Lo Kam Rabbi Yaakov Asmel in Misura. Maybe Rabbi Yaakov is only willing to say that this has a din of meat when it comes to Basar B'Chalav. But with Hilchas Tumah, maybe he would not hold it has a din of meat. And it wouldn't even make sense to make a Gezeira that it should have a din of meat for Hilchas Tumah, because Afushe Tumah Lom Fashinon, we try not to add Midraban Lom Fashinon, we try not to add extra Tumah beyond what the halacha requires. Then there's a brice on the bottom of Amidal that tells us kol shetashmisha b'yom nola b'yom, kol shetashmisha b'layla nola b'layla, kol shetashmisha b'yom 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 b'layla nola b'yom b'yom b'layla. Any animal that mates during a given period of the day will also give birth during that same period of the day. So if it's daytime, it's daytime, nighttime, nighttime. If it's either one, like human beings, then it can be born, a baby can be born at either time. The major reason that this is important is because a chicken only mates during the day, and therefore any egg that's laid is assumed to be during the daytime. And that's why Rav Mari Breit Rav Kana said that if you check the Kondash Shel Tarnagolin on Erev Yomtov, right before Yomtov starts, and there was nothing there, there were no eggs there, and then you come back right away the next morning before the sun even rises, and you see that there's an egg there, you can be sure that that egg must have been there before and you just didn't see it the first time, because there's no way it came out overnight. It won't come out overnight from a chicken, because a chicken only mates during the day. The Gemara says that's a steer, that contradicts something Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul Lomarav says, that if your Badak Bekana Shaltan Golis gives the exact same case and says that it's Asura, that you have the right to assume that it was, that the egg was laid on Yantif at night, and therefore it's going to be muksa. So the Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. When there's a zachar in the vicinity, so then you could assume it can only be laid during the day, and if you didn't see it there beforehand, you just missed it, it must have been there before Yantif. If there's no zachar, if there's no male in the vicinity, so then, and the Gemara has a few definitions what the vicinity means, but if there's no male in the vicinity, then it could just be that it laid it as a result of the warmth of the ground, and it could have come out at any time. It could have been nighttime, could have been daytime, and therefore it might in fact be Muktza. And then the last thing we discussed this morning was a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about what the shear of the isra of owning chametz is on Pesach. We know that sa'or is b'kazayis. To own sourdough is b'kazayis. But what about the shear of chametz? So that was a machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai held that chametz is b'koseves, the size of a date. Beis Hillel holds that it's also b'kazayis. So the Gemara explains that Beis Shammai holds, the reason Beis Shammai holds like they do is because of the fact that the Torah has to identify both the Isser Ta'on Chametz and the Isser Ta'on Sa'ar, when really you could have learned it out from a Kal V'chomer. We could have said that if there's an Isser, if the Isser of Chametz is B'Kazayis, then for sure the Kazayis of Sa'ar would be problematic. Why does it identify both of them? Must be to tell you that each one has a different shear, that there's a different shear for Chametz than there is for Sa'ar. Beis Hillel says, no, you need the Torah to tell me both of them, because each one has a Chumra that the other one doesn't have. Sa'ar is Chimutz O Kasha, causes other things to be machmit, so in that way it's very severe. Chametz is roi la'achila, so in that way it's very severe. And that's why the Torah has to tell them both, not because they have different shirim. They in fact have the same shirim. That's what we got to in this morning's shir, but tomorrow we'll pick up from there.